The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. I was going to tell you about this really cool kind of situation, but it messed up my computer, so I have to sort of redo it again. But I don't know what search engine you use, but if you use Google today, I swear to you, this has got to be an experiment, right? I'm Dr. Joy Brown, incidentally, 855-993-7569. A woman whose name is Phoebe Sarah Herta Ayrton, who was born on this day in 1854. If you use your Google search engine, it's her picture there. Have you ever heard of her?
No.
Of course not. Mm-mm. No, she's a British engineer, mathematician, physicist, and inventor. She was known in adult life as Herta, and she was apparently somewhat of a big deal, or big enough at least, and obscure enough for Google to put her on their website. She was born in Portsea, Hampshire, England. She was the third child of a Polish-Jewish watchmaker named Levi Marks, an immigrant from Tsarist Poland. Her mom was a seamstress, and apparently she was sort of a brilliant geek. She got the Hughes Medal for experimental investigations on the electric arc and also on sand ripples. She was only the fifth recipient of this prize that had been awarded annually since 1902. So she knew about magnetism, and as of this year, only two women have been so honored. It turns out that she adopted the name Herta in her teens, after the heroine of a poem by Swinburne that criticized organized religion. So, it's amazing. I mean, I swear to you that they did this just so they could figure out how many people used Google as a search engine. Right? Because I'd never heard of her.
Right.
I mean, she's not like Madame Curie or something like that. And she's a big deal, apparently. But nobody knew.
Huh.
So there you go. This is apparently take our daughters and sons to work day. Remember when it used to be, you're probably not old enough, Jacob, to remember when it was just take your daughters to work day. And the idea back in the Dark Ages, it's probably been around for maybe, what, 30 years? Yeah. The 80s? Yeah, that's probably about right. And the idea was that dads took their sons to work all the time. Come on, son, I'll show you what I do for a living. Which gave them a clear goal and, in theory, a path, or at least some physical manifestation of a career path, as opposed to girls. And part of this, I think, was the idea that either women didn't think about taking their daughters or didn't have jobs that would warrant taking their daughters, or I don't know what the thinking was behind it, but I know it was part of the women's movement that said, no, no. And the idea was not only that women would take their daughters to work, but that men would take their daughters to work. And that was really the push behind it, is because there were still not a whole lot of women, and women tended to have lower paying jobs. So the idea was, hey, men, instead of just taking your son to work, take your daughter to work as well. And then about maybe, 10 years ago, somebody decided that was sexist. So it's now take your kids to work today. But it was really kind of fun. I think it's still kind of fun. A dad taking his kid to the ball game or to a football game or to work seemed charming, but not particularly unusual. But watching dads, especially down here where I live, watching dads with these little female moppets was just really a charming sight, because you just didn't see it that often. So at any rate, it's take our children to work today. Alrighty. It's a weird day in history, although clearly Google believes the same thing I believe, which is looking at historical precedents is an interesting thing to do. I mean, if you don't believe me, ask Herta. On this day in 1869, this is a very cool thing, sort of. Chinese and Irish laborers for the Central Pacific Railroad working on the first transcontinental railroad. Remember, they started both at the East Coast and the West Coast. They were going to meet in the middle, which they did. Mm. which always worried me, because all you have to do is be off by a little, and they're not going to meet at all, ever, right? I worry about things like that. That's because I'm not good at decimal points. All right, so they're working on the Transcontinental Railroad. They laid 10 miles of track in one day, a feat which has never been matched.
Wow.
I mean, essentially, they were almost slave labor, which is one of the reasons why I feel a little squeamish about it. But 10 miles of track. I guess there's so many things to be taken out of that, positive and negative. I think I'll just leave it like it is. On this day in 1881, Billy the Kid escaped from the Lincoln County Jail in New Mexico. In 1923, Wembley Stadium is opened. It was initially opened as the Empire Stadium. In 1932, a vaccine for yellow fever was announced for use on humans, which is a big deal. A lot of people died of yellow fever. On this day in 1986, we've been talking about this for about the last week or so, there were enough levels of radiation that were detected in a nuclear power plant in Sweden that led Soviet authorities to publicly announce the accident at Chernobyl, because they kept it quiet, I think, for about 10 days. As I said, I remember the day it was announced because I was doing a morning television show. I think I was probably on a book tour, and they wanted me to talk about it, and I said, this is scary stuff, and it's not only scary for right now, it's scary for the long term, and radiation moves, and Chernobyl is still truly a disaster. This is one of those stories that is so bizarre, and it's not a very nice story, but it's, I suppose, interesting. And apparently, I don't know if this has happened more than a couple of times. In 1988, which is not very long ago, right? That's, what, 28 years ago? Near Maui, a flight attendant whose name was Clarabelle, which is probably part of the problem, was blown out of Aloha Airlines Flight 243, which is a Boeing 737, and she fell to her death when part of the plane's fuselage is ripped open in mid-flight. The extraordinary thing is that that was all that happened. I mean, it's one of those things that happens in science fiction movies, but not necessarily in life, and it did. On 1996, Bill Clinton gave a 4.5-hour videotape testimony for the defense, the Whitewater. Not the country's finest hour. And in 2001, Dennis Tito, which somehow seems incredibly appropriate, Dennis Tito became the world's first space tourist. I suppose technically Clarabelle was, but she wasn't voluntary. So, and a really cool good news story today is that students have invented a glove that can translate sign language into speech and text. Is that not the coolest? There, you know, I was at a talk, as I said earlier this week, and it was from an engineer who works at the University of Texas, who was a Rice grad, yay. And he was talking about the fact that all of his students want to talk to Elon Musk. And the idea being that he may or may not come up with the ideas, but he is attracting so many young people who are really good thinkers that there's going to be a lot of stuff coming out of that. And that was, I think that's, this is out of the University of Washington, but and they won a $10,000 prize. It's called Sign-Along Gloves, which translate American Sign Language into speech or text. I mean, I think that's fantastic.
Definitely.
I mean, just think about being able to be heard, essentially, for the first time in your life.
Yeah.
So they said communication is a fundamental human right. They want to make it accessible to a larger audience. At one point, I had a friend who was hearing impaired, and so I learned some of the sign language. I mean, most of us know a little bit, right? This records movement and gestures and transmits the information into a central computer wirelessly. The computer looks at the data. If it matches a gesture, then the associated word or phrase is spoken through a speaker. My guess is it's relatively slow. But nevertheless, basically they're saying the translation is the same as interpreting one spoken language like Japanese into another like French. But I think that's terrific. And there are other sign languages, as you're probably aware. There are multiple dialects, different grammars, but American Sign Language is not universal. But it's at least a starting point. I think good on the kids, and good on people are solving problems that relate to people as opposed to just wanting to make money. Good on them. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, folks, 855-993-7569. Good time to get in touch with me right now, 855-993-7569. There's sort of a lot of stuff going on in the world right now. you know, everybody's worried about secrecy on their cell phones and whatever. The U.S. House unanimously passed a bill requiring a warrant for emails, which I think is legitimate. So,
definitely.
And on a note that I've been sounding for years, it's a news story today, that the NSA is so overwhelmed with data, it's no longer effective. You know, as I said, I worked on a classified part of the space program. And it basically was a spy in the sky. And one of the reasons that I could ethically do it is I understood that while they were collecting huge amounts of data that were completely inappropriate, there was no one. It was coming in so quickly and so regularly, and there was so much of it that it was not an invasion of privacy because nobody was analyzing, nobody was looking at it. Now, in theory, I mean, all you need, as you can hear from the story about the sign language story, is computers work much faster than human brains, but the human brains can pick up things that computers actually can't, interestingly enough. They can make leaps that computers are only learning to do because we're teaching them. But the idea that data is, collection of data is only relevant when you can talk about retrieval of data. I mean, look, think about your own brain, right? You, all the stuff can go in, but if you can't get to it, if you can't remember it, if you don't, you know, that all of us had that kind of senior moment thinking, oh, I know the answer to this, because we know we took it in. We just can't find it. We can't access it. Can't access it, can't use it. And that's really the issue about information. It's not the collection. It's the retrieval. So those are the things to focus on, not who's getting the data, but who's looking at the data and how efficient are they at having access to it. So, ha, vindication. The bison, did you know the bison's a generic name? Real name is Bison?
No.
I don't know why. I remember things like that, but Bison is the first national mammal joining the bald eagle as an American symbol.
That's
which
cool.
Means they'll be a protected species. Bison meat. I don't know that they are though, because they have bison meat.
Yeah.
It's an interesting choice. I mean, you think about it. You associate it mostly with the West.
Yeah.
And I just saw a documentary about a woman talking about being a Native American, even though she's not. She's obviously Scandinavian, but she said they use every part of the animal. And the idea about the bison was that you ate the meat, that you use the skins, use the horns, use the hoofs.
Yep.
I know this for a fact. Debt collectors sue over medical bills as small as $60. I actually had a lost check that I'd actually sent. I had, and the bank actually finally took care of it, of saying, no, she sent the check. You guys lost it. For like $23.57, and they were going. It went to a collection agency. And I'd already paid it, but it's
That's
amazing.
Insane.
Yeah.
Don't they have enough money? I don't get it.
Don't know. I guess it's, you know, we're gonna make an example of you.
Right.
No one gets away. And I mean, for $23.57, you figure somebody even doing the paperwork, it is not profitable at that
point.
But and you know, I wasn't trying to get out of it. I'd already paid it, and I had the canceled check. And but still, I mean, so you figure not only did they, and I don't know why they didn't. I actually gave a $500 check to a foundation, to a charity whose name I will not mention, and they sent me a receipt saying thanks for the $5. And I thought, and I checked, it was a $500 check, and you know, you have to not only write it out numerically, you have to write it out in terms of letters.
Yeah.
And they cashed it for $5. I thought, well, you just gypped yourself out of $495. That's
wow.
Really efficient. I mean, people, the problem about being dependent on electronics is we forget to tell time. I swear to you, in two more generations, people are only going to have thumbs, right? Because that's what they use to do all their typing. No one's going to be able to tell the time. The idea of a slide rule is already antiquated. You probably don't even know what a slide rule is, right?
It sounds familiar, but I don't.
A slide rule, my darling, was the way for probably hundreds of years for people to figure out various equations, sines, cosines, sines, but also to use relationships. It's a very interesting, it's not exactly magical, but it's a very interesting way of understanding ratios, because it's a it could be wooden or metal, could be, or I suppose plastic. And there was the inner part moved, the inner slab moved.
Okay.
So you could do different equations on it, and it would show you decimal points. It was a wonderful way. Even, look, I'm the last of my generation to ever use a slide rule. Most people of my generation didn't know how to use it either. They were already using calculators. Mm-hmm. But I had a grandfather who was an engineer, and he was determined that you do things the right way, that you learn. And he was right, because if you can visualize it, a calculator doesn't teach you anything. All you have to do is punch the numbers in correctly.
Right.
It'll do all the work. This showed you how things worked. And you know me, knowing how things work is my bread and butter. That's what I really love doing. So he was determined. So I had his slide rule.
Nice.
And it was a very nice slide rule, and I would take it into class with me. And then there were a couple other kind of geeks that had it, but most kids were using a calculator by then, and now people use their phone.
Yeah.
People also... Go ahead.
I like the old methods. I just looked up the slide rule. Looks really cool.
It is.
It's confusing, but...
It's not. It's sophisticated. You just have to learn how to use it.
Right.
And then when you learn how to use it, you're going to understand the difference between a sine and a cosine.
Mm.
You can understand where the decimal points go. You know how to take things to the third power. And there are all sorts of mathematical and algebraic, I guess sine and cosine are geometry, but mathematical theory is all in the slide rule. I mean, it's kind of like knowing how to use an abacus in some ways.
Mm.
That teaches you about decimal points and carrying remainders over and stuff. And those kinds of things, I think we are so visual as a species. And being able to use your hands at the same time you're using your analytical possibilities and you're seeing something is just, those are three different pathways. And when we're talking about data and collection and retrieval, you're talking about three intersections, which means you've got a deeper engram and, in theory, three different paths toward retrieval, which means it's more likely that you're going to find it. So
yeah, it looks like this sort of tool helps you understand the relationship between all the things, too.
Exactly. All right, so folks, this is your homework assignment. If you don't know what slide rule is, Google it and talk with your kids about it, because it's I don't know where you can even find them anymore. Is there a place that you can order a slide rule?
I bet you can.
I don't even know that they make them anymore. Pardon?
I bet you can find them
on eBay
or something.
I don't even know what I did with mine. I think I gave it to my daughter, who probably used it as a dog toy or something. Although she's pretty good about stuff like that. She likes knowing how stuff works as well. So, all right, folks, I am the slide rule of your psyche. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Becky,
hi.
You're on the air. Hi there. And I promise I will give you as much time as we need, so no worries about the
Thank
clock.
Thank you.
Sure. What's on your mind,
okay.
Cookie?
Okay. I've been married 25 years, and right now I have moved out to make a point. It comes down to money. My husband is getting disability now, and he feels that that money is his money to have while I've been supporting us for the last 3 to 4 years. And I came up with a budget that would cover all the bills, put money in the bank, put money in your pocket, and he just feels that he should have all his money in his account, and he'll pay X and Y, and that'll be it.
Okay.
Well, I've been taking care of the bills our whole marriage. So
all right, so let me ask you a couple of questions before we go on, just so I don't get lost in this. All right, you've been married 25 years. For the last 3 years, he's been on disability. How much is his disability? I'm sorry, go ahead.
The last 3 years, 3 to 4 years, he hasn't worked. He finally got his disability.
Okay, so when did the disability start?
In June.
Okay, and how much is the disability?
$1,600 a month.
Okay. How much do you make a month?
Combined with all the income we have, about $5,000.
Okay, what is that? So that includes, like, stocks or stuff like that, or bonds or something?
Everything, gas, groceries, everything.
Well, No, I'm not asking how much it costs. I'm saying how much comes in.
Totally, everything that comes in is $5,000.
Okay. All right, so let me back up a little bit, and then we'll look at how much money's outgoing and what the discrepancy is between, you know, what he wants to pay and what you want him to pay. For the first 22 years of your marriage, did you work from the beginning of your marriage?
Yes.
Okay, so you've always worked.
Yes.
Did the two of you make about the same amount of money during the early years of your marriage?
Yes.
So it's not like he supported you for 20 years and now you're saying you have to support yourself. Okay, fair enough. What is your budget at this moment, and how much do you want him to contribute, and what does he want to contribute?
Our bills are about $2,300 a month.
That includes food, cars, entertainment, housing, everything. Great. Yeah. So you've got some money left over. This is great. All right, how much does he want to contribute?
He wants to take care of the house payment and a couple bills.
Okay, and how much is that total?
And... Well, half of the house payment's only $300,
okay.
And a couple bills are maybe the TV and maybe the electric or something like that.
All right, so how much does that come to?
Would be maybe $500.
Another total $500 or $500 plus $300?
Total $500.
How much, so if you split it evenly, we're talking about... What, half of 23, which is $1,150. So that's going to be all but $500 of his money. So you're talking about a difference of $650, basically. Are you willing to split the difference with him?
Well, I've got a pretty detailed budget. And what I would like to do is put $1,000 in the bank a month. That leaves $600. If we split everything evenly, I've got a car payment and things like that. His portion is $900, so that's over the $600. You know, and so...
Okay, but you're only talking... If you're talking about... No, wait. Back me up a little bit. You're saying that you bring in $5,000. He's got $1,600 coming in. So that's a total of...
Of the $5,000, a portion is his $1,600.
Okay, so what portion of it is it?
Total is $5,000, and that includes his $1,600.
All right, so if we subtract that out, let's do that. All right, let's start there. Let's start with, so that means $3,400 you're bringing in. You've got $2,300 in expenses. He's willing to kick in at this moment. He's already committed to the $500, which means that you've got $1,600, which means you walk away with $1,800 at the end of the month. He walks away with $1,100 at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and of that $1,100, are you willing, how much more of that do you want him to kick in?
I want him to put $1,000 in the bank a month.
What happens
and
with
the way I
right, but what happens with what the money that goes in the bank?
That's just strictly savings, you don't touch it.
Okay, but let me help you with the problem is if he puts $1,000 in the bank, he's already giving you $500, he's putting $1,000 in the bank, that gives him $100 as disposable income, as opposed to you having $1,800 for disposable income. That doesn't sound terribly fair to even me. Does it to you?
I understand what you're saying. Is that the thing is that he wants to have that $1,000 available to him, but that he's not kicking anything into the savings, and he peddles it away.
But let's see if we can find a middle ground, though. Because what he's saying is, we don't really need the money, and you're the saver, I'm the spender, which has probably been true of your entire marriage. So this isn't a change, right? This is, you've always been the saver, he's always been the spender. And he's saying, look, I feel like a man again, even though I'm not working. I've at least got a little jingle in my jeans. And you're saying, no, it has to go in the piggy bank. You only get $25 a week, and he's not going to go for that. All right.
I'm offering more than that, and he doesn't want to take it.
Well, what are you offering? Not by my calculations. He's already popping in. He's got $1,600 a month. You're saying that you want $500. He's already committed to $500 toward expenses, which gives him $1,100. You're saying you want him to put $1,000 of that in the bank as savings, which gives him $100 a month, which is $25 a week. He ain't gonna go for that.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't go for it either.
Well, and that's why, you know, because I do control everything. It's like, look, it all goes in, and I give you $100 a week, including that's your food, that's the gas in your car.
But wait. But first of all, you don't really want to be the mom in this relationship. I guarantee you, it's a crappy role. He'll start saying, I mean, you just don't want it. It will doom your marriage faster than anything I can think of. Greg, you got a call there. That's not viable. And it wouldn't be viable if he switched it around the other way. If all the years, let's say that he said, I'm going to put you on allowance for $100. And if you're going to do that, look.
It's $100 a week.
I got it. But $100 a week is $400, which mm-hmm. means, so we give him back the $400. So he's got $700. So look, let me suggest a different way of thinking about it. All right. You want $1,000 in the bank a month. Okay. How about mm-hmm. if he puts in, I mean, look, at this moment, you're essentially, if we count his $1,600 as income, which technically it is, you make, mm-hmm. the ratio is 2-1, and you want $1,000 right. in the month, in the bank every month. What if you decided of your $1,800, because you're the saver, saving much more important to you than mm-hmm. it is to him, that you put in $650, which still gives you, it still gives you $1,150 that you can do anything you want, and you'll probably put most of that in the bank anyway. But at $1,000 you want to see in the month, you put in $650, he puts in $350, which still gives him basically $800 a month, which is $200 a month, $200 a week rather, which is $100. Mm-hmm. You were willing to give him $100 anyway, so you're only talking about $100 a month. You're only talking about $400 difference. And my guess is, okay. I mean, that's assuming the two of you love each other, you want to be together, that you're not stripping of his manhood. You're not putting him on some stupid allowance, which is going to make you the mom and him the naughty little boy. And he's going to start, if you treat him like a naughty little boy, he's going to act like a naughty little boy. And you don't want, that's going to ruin your marriage faster than anything. So go to him and say, hey, listen,
right.
how about if you put in $300, $350, I'll put in $650. The rest of the money you can have to do anything with it you want, and I'll do whatever I want with the other, and that way we're both putting in a commensurate amount of money, the same percentage of what we're making, and everybody will probably be happy. You can go home and sleep in your own bed.
So I should change my budget based on 100% of the income and change it according to the ratio of the earnings.
Yeah.
And that would be fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, and because, look, you've always been the saver. I get that you want that $1,000 in the month. $1,000, mm-hmm. not an unreasonable thing to do. But it basically turns out that he's going to pay slightly less of the household expenses. But that's not where you're hurting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that's
right.
that, the problem is the savings issue. And let him put in $350. You put in $650. That way you've got the $1,000 a month in the savings account. You're going to put more money of the money that you have left over. You know, and I know you're going to put
mm-hmm.
more of it in savings, and that's fine. But it also means you've got some money that if you want to go buy yourself, you know, an outrageously expensive pair of boots, you can do that. If he wants to buy you a lovely piece of jewelry, he can do that. So the two of you aren't emasculating each other. And I know it's hard to emasculate women, but nevertheless, you get the point. So I'd go to him and say, look, I really miss you. Here's what I was thinking, that, you know, if we look at it as a ratio, I'm willing to pay more of the household expenses. And what we're really, the stumbling block for both of us is the money in the bank. If you'll put of the money that you have left over after the $500, if you put $350 of that in the bank, I'll put $650 in the bank. The rest of it, you can do anything that you want.
Mm-hmm. Trying to work this all out, you know, he's at the point that if we just, you know, if we just have sex, it'll be fine. And it's like, no, then I don't get what I need, and I feel used.
I know. But listen, but understand, for men, sex is how you make everything up. For women, until everything's
mm-hmm.
made up, we don't want to have sex. It's as old as human history. I'll give it to you as an allowance. And he's saying, that feels terrible. All right? So understand, from his point of view, it's not that you're unreasonable on a dollar and cents point of view. It's just in an emotional sense, it you know, you're putting him off at the knees. So don't do that.
Yeah.
All right?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, cherubs. I know today is traditionally the day we do movies, which we'll do. We'll just do it next hour. But right now, the Drama Desk Award nominations just came out. And as you know, that's the group on which I vote. So I just thought I'd share those with you. The nominations are The Christians, The Humans, John, King Charles III, and The Royale. I would definitely give it to The Royale and King Charles III. I both thought were magnificent. They're very, very different. That would be hard to choose. I don't know who I'm going to vote for on that one because they're both just simply wonderful. The other plays are certainly not bad, although, as you know, I wasn't a great fan of The Humans. But I thought Charles III, which is imagining Charles taking over from Elizabeth, was wonderful and smart and funny. And The Royale is just extraordinary play and extraordinary theater work. Musical, First Daughter Suite, Daddy Long Legs, School of Rock, Shuffle Along, Waitress. I haven't seen Shuffle Along yet. At this moment, I'd probably give it to School of Rock, even just because it's exuberant. Daddy Long Legs is charming, set in a different era. Waitresses, you know, I wasn't crazy about. So there's not a whole lot of musicals this year. And I think, what do they do with Hamilton? Oh, I know, Hamilton, we can't nominate Hamilton because it was off-Broadway last year, and we nominated last year, so we can't do it this year. It's going to win everything. It won everything from us. It'll win everything from the Tonys. A revival of play, Cloud Nine, Death of a Salesman, Henry IV, Long Day's Journey Into Night, View from the Bridge, Women Without Men. At this moment, I have not seen Long Day's Journey. I've seen everything else. I would give View from the Bridge. I thought it was extraordinary. I've never liked that play in the past, and I loved it this time. So I would give it to View from the Bridge. If Death of a Salesman is terrific, then I'll sort of revisit that notion. But I thought View from the Bridge was fantastic. Revival of a musical, Color Purple, Golden Bride, Fiddler, She Loves Me, Spring Awakening. She Loves Me will probably win because it's a bit more charming. I thought Fiddler was great. I thought this was one of the best Fiddlers ever because of Danny Burstyn, who is a smaller-than-life performer. And I think it really worked beautifully in Fiddler. He's incredibly technical. He's talented. He's not very charismatic. And that works in this particular play. It becomes an ensemble piece rather than everything focusing on Tevye. Actor in a play, Andrew Garman in The Christians, Avi Hoffman, Death of a Salesman, Frank Langella, The Father, Tim Peugeot-Smith in King Charles III, Mark Strong, View from the Bridge. Man, that's a tough category. Mark Strong was great. Tim Peugeot-Smith was great. Frank Langella was a force of nature. I haven't seen Death. So I don't know what I'd do in that category. At this moment, I would probably tilt it toward Mark Strong, just because he made me a believer in a play that I don't really like very much. Actress in a play, Georgia Engel in John, Mamie Gummer in Ugly Lies, The Bone, Maren Ireland in Ironbound, Jessica Lange in Long Day's Journey Tonight, which I haven't seen, Nicola Walker, View from the Bridge. Don't know about that. I have to see Jessica before I can make a decision about that. Actor in a musical, my friend Danny. He's actually, I've never met him. I just thought he was terrific. Robert Creighton in Cadney. He is the show. He's terrific. Michael C. Hall in Lazarus. He's great as well. Zachary Levi in She Loves Me was wonderful. He was really a revelation. I haven't seen American Psycho yet, so this is another. The actor categories are just really tough. Actress, Laura Benetti, She Loves Me. Carmen Cusack in Bright Stars. Cynthia Erivo in Color Purple. Jesse Miller in Waitress. Annette O'Toole, Southern Comfort. I'd give it to Carmen without a second thought. She's wonderful. A featured actor, Bill Camp in The Crucible, David Fern, Noises Off, Matt McGrath, Legend of Georgia McBride, Richard Thomas, Incident in Vichy. I love him, so it's a little unfair. Michael Shannon, Long Day's Journey. Haven't seen it yet, so I can't really beat. Long Day's Journey, as you can see, is getting a huge amount of attention. I'm seeing it on Sunday, so I'll be able to tell you next Wednesday. Featured actress, let's see if I can figure out. Director for The Royal, Sam Gold for John, Rupert Gould for King Charles III, Phil Mantella, The Humans, Jen Thompson, Women Without Men, Ivo Van Hove, A View from the Bridge. That's an incredibly controversial, and as you can see, packed category. It's got six nominations rather than five. Ivo Van Hove is probably the most controversial of, and I, as I said, I really didn't like View from the Bridge, and I did like him. He also did Crucible. I think it's his year. That's who I'd give it to. Even though The Royal is terrific, King Charles, I mean, they're really good kinds of things. Outstanding director of a musical. Let's see what we're talking about here. Spring Awakening, Color Purple, Psycho, Fiddler on the Roof, Golden Bride. Probably Fiddler, just because it's huge. Right? It's a big, fancy, old-fashioned kind of musical. Choreography in Cagney, Spring Awakening, American Psycho, Dames at Sea, Shuffle Along. I thought Cagney was amazing. And it was something you hadn't seen before, which always counts as far as I'm concerned. All right, let's do one more category, and then, because I know I'm going through this at the speed of light, we'll put this up on the website. So it looks like the play that's getting a huge amount of attention is one that I haven't seen yet. And the reason it's not unusual, basically you have to have opened by a certain date. I think it's this week to qualify. So, but that doesn't mean that they'll necessarily let us in. And some of the like Shuffle Along has been delayed. They delayed the opening on that one. And it doesn't mean anything that I haven't seen them yet. It just means that they have to be eligible for us. And I think the Tonys are about the same amount of time. I think they have to open by this week. So it's one of the best years I can ever remember on Broadway. I mean, it's not the most populous. There have been years where there have been more plays that have opened. But I can't remember when there has been as much enjoyable theater of just playing really good stuff. Let me do solo performances just because. Salmon Callow, Tuesdays at Tesco's. Kathleen Chalfant, Rose, James Lesson, The Absolute Brightness of Leonard Pelkey, Daphne Rubin Vega, and Empanada Loca, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Fully Committed. I'm seeing him tonight. He is kind of, I mean, I love Kathleen. They're all terrific, but Jesse was an incredibly kind person when I did Putnam County Spelling Bee, and I was a celebrity speller. And he was just incredibly kind to me in terms of telling me where to stand and what to do and who to stand next to and when to dance and when to sing. And he's my heart's favorite. I haven't seen his performance yet, but I'll see it tonight. So I'm hoping he'll be as terrific as I hope he is. All right. The Humans is getting a special Drama Desk Award for Ensemble as well as the Royal. Royal is I mean, they're all terrific. And a special Drama Desk Award for Fiddler on the Roof, Rothschild and Son, and She Loves Me. Basically, it's from Sheldon Harnick, who says he's a lyricist who takes on faith, family, and community. So there you go. There's an award for camp. We tend to be the kind of inclusive one because rather than the Tonys where you have to be on Broadway, we do off-Broadway and off-off-Broadway, as well as Broadway. So, all right, in some ways, the Drama Desk is going to be much more interesting than Tony's, because Tony's is going to be Hamilton, 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 Hamilton. Lin-Manuel Miranda, Hamilton, Hamilton. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.